The Accra Psychiatric Hospital is underfunded and lacks infrastructure. According to the authorities, the hospital is indebted to the tune of more than 4 million cedis to its suppliers. This has led to the hospital limiting intake of patients. It is against this background that the wife of the Vice President, Matilda Emisa Arthur, has donated some items to the hospital to ensure its smooth running. Speaking after the donation, Mrs. Emisa Arthur called for more support for the hospital. We bring you Nathaniel Nati's report.
The state of mind of the citizen of every country has direct impact on its economic productivity. These were the words of the wife of the Vice President, Mrs. Emisa Arthur. According to hospital authorities, food and other essential supplies to the hospital have been cut by suppliers because the hospital has not been able to settle its debts over the past 3 years. Donations from Mrs. Emisa Arthur is therefore timely as the hospital has food stock that can last only for 1 week. Mrs. Emisa Arthur said her decision to assist the hospital was informed by the dedication and commitment of hospital authorities even in the face of limited resources. She called on private individuals and other stakeholders to complement government's effort at addressing the challenge.
My deciding that I would learn about the mental hospital, my taking an interest in what's going on, is due to the commitment and the passion that I saw. I'm not joking. There are a lot of us who are involved in things who are not that committed. We are doing the work, we are involved with the things because that is where we get our salary from. Then there are others who, yes, it's duty, it's work, they are getting the pay, but they go beyond that and they show such commitment as if it was there. And that is what I saw in Dr. Apau and the team that came to. They came saying that we know that government is the one that gives us the subvention and government has been trying, but we need to go further.
Manager of the hospital, Dr. Pinamana Pau, highlighted some challenges facing the hospital.
A major challenge is funding. The hospital's funding comes from government of Ghana. For some time now, the subventions have been a bit erratic and irregular, and the effect of that is that we owe most of our suppliers. Actually, in July, they stopped supplying. We've been forced to limit admissions.
Mrs. Emisa Arthur later toured the 110-year-old hospital. She